The 19th plenary session of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People is continuing here in Rome. The theme for this session is the pastoral care of human mobility today in the context of co-responsibility with states and international organizations. One of the participants at the plenary session is Jesuit Father Peter Belay, International Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service. He talked to us about his intervention.
From the topic of the presentation, I highlighted two aspects: the common concerns of international organizations, states, and the church for refugees and forcibly displaced people. First one is protection, to give people protection. For the church, what the church contributes is now not just protection for refugees according to the Geneva Convention of 1951, but de facto refugees. It's a much wider term which allows to attend to people of concern to us who are forcibly displaced, internally displaced people, trafficked people, asylum seekers, people who might not even get recognition by the UN as refugees or asylum seekers, but we can consider them as very vulnerable people and attend to them. So the church can contribute quite a lot. So there's a lot of common ground in working together with international organizations where we have also strengths in terms of our own infrastructure. And that leads me to highlight some special contribution of the church in terms of to accompany the refugees and forcibly displaced people. The church, and we as Jesuit Refugee Service, as a church-based organization, work very closely. We are a locally grounded organization, and in that sense, it brings us very close to the people.